Hello, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. My name is Susan Jane, and I believe that trusting your intuition is the best way to live your life with meaning and purpose. Each week you will hear about how you can connect, develop, and trust your intuition through interviews with other guests and my own personal experiences. Join me to understand how your intuition can guide you towards a life full of meaning and loving purpose. Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to the Art of Intuition podcast. I'm Susan Jane, your host today, and we are going to be doing some card reading today, which will be quite interesting. Now, when I've done card readings, and I've been doing them for quite a number of years, when I do them, you're doing them to an individual person. So you're actually relating the information you're receiving, you're getting those intuitive messages, and you're getting them in line with that particular person. So doing a group one on a podcast when I don't know who's listening or what's going on is a little bit challenging. It's a little bit out there. But you know what? This is fun. This is what it's all about. This is about me developing my skills and helping you develop your skills. And the intention for this podcast has always been and always will be to help you, empower you to be able to, and I don't like the word empower. I have said that before, because empower means I give you permission. I'd like to empower you. So you're giving yourself internal permission to accept these intuitive messages and act on them if you choose to. And I suggest you do, but that's another thing. I hope you've had a lovely Christmas. This is the very first podcast for 2022. So congratulations if you've made it this far. What I wanted to look at was sort of the next 6 months and what that means and what does that look like. And again, it'll be different because it's how I'm going to interpret it is probably more generic. But as I go into each area, you will start to get an understanding of what that means to you. So your intuition will start to kick in as well, and that will mean something to you. Now, the other aspect of this is why I'm putting myself out there, which is, again, a little bit challenging, is the fact that for the next 6 months, you can come back on this and have a look and go, yeah, nah, she hasn't got it. Oh, yeah, wow, that's happened. But just be mindful that this is a generic one. It's out there for everyone. But you will find that there's definitely elements in this spread or in this reading that will really resonate with you. And the stuff that doesn't, it doesn't matter. You don't need to know about that or you don't need to take that on board. But there will be some things there. And you'll get to March and you'll think, oh, wow, that's actually happening. That's what was going on. And you can come back and listen to this whenever you choose to and see how I go, but I'd love to have some feedback. Now, the first thing I want to talk about is your cards, your deck of cards. Now, look, I have the messages from the angels, which is the Doreen Virtue cards. They were my very, very first deck, and I just feel very comfortable in using them. I have got many, many Oracle decks, I can assure you, many of them. And I've got a few tarot decks as well. The tarot I have a little bit more trouble with in reading, and it's not because of the cards, it's because I've not practiced with them, and that's one of the biggest takeaways from here. If you want to become fluent in doing card readings, you need to be practicing. You start to get used to the messages you receive, you get used to the images you've got, and you get feedback when you're working with somebody. You're getting that feedback. So you might look at a particular card in one way and they give you feedback and they go, oh, that resonates with me this way, and it gives you more information to take forward for another reading. So it's really, really, really good to practice. And I've said this before and I will say it again, it's really good to practice on people you don't know, because when you don't know them, you give the information over freely. You don't have any filters. You don't say, oh, I wonder if this is true or not. You give it over freely and you sort of go, you lose that connection. Oh, no, you lose that connection to attachment that attachment to the outcome, I should say. That's what I meant to say. You lose that connection to the attachment outcome, because when you're doing it for a friend, you know a lot about their background. So you might be bringing up information. And this is what's happened to me. I was actually reading for a friend. This was a big aha moment. I was reading for a friend and things came out which were really, really, for me, obvious. Like, oh, she already knows that. Like, we've talked about that. We already know that. And so I didn't actually say what I was feeling or what I was the knowledge I was receiving, those intuitive messages that I was receiving. I didn't say anything. And I didn't say anything because, to me, she already knew what was going on. So it was like, why would I say anything? You know, like, I don't understand it. Oops, hang on, sorry, I've just added something there which I shouldn't have done. So in the end, after I finished reading, she said, oh, I wanted to know about such and such. And that was that information that I was getting, and I didn't say it. And I said to her, oh, I got that information, but I thought you already knew. So don't ever assume if you're getting information, it's okay to say it. Be mindful. If you're getting negative information, be mindful of how you say it, and be mindful if you do need to say it. My partner had a situation where he went to a reader, and they told him at a very early age, and I don't even know if he had children at that stage. I don't even know if he was married at that stage. But this reader told him his firstborn would not make old bones. Now, I was horrified when he told me, because that's not something you say to somebody. I don't care if you receive that information. Think of that, the person that you're giving that information to. Think about what they're going to do with that information, because that information, that sort of information, is horrific. Like, from the moment that child was born, because he's a worrier, he was concerned about it. And he's still to this day very much concerned about it, because what does old mean? How old is old? You know, at your age, old could be 5 years in older than what you are. At my age, old could be 5 years, 10 years. So old, there's no such thing as old in a terminology like that. So that sort of thing, all it did was create more drama, and he didn't need that. And you know what? That reading, whatever that other reading was, whatever the other information was that he received, it didn't go anywhere, because all he did was take on board that. So be careful. In knowing that, I've been very, very mindful to always stay with the positives and go, oh, but just be careful about this, or have a look at that, but always stay as much as I can with the positives. Now, people are going to say, well, that's not a true reading. And I get that. But you know what? There's enough shit happening in this world. There's enough negativity happening in this world. I'm not spreading anymore. Sorry. I'm not going to do that. If it was a warning that I feel that you should have, then so be it. It's a warning. But I'm not spreading negative crap. No way. No way. That's just not what life's all about. And hopefully I don't do it in this reading. Now, for this particular reading, and I want to explain, I'm going to explain it all as I go along. Now, I've got to explain it all, because if you're not watching on the video, you're listening on the podcast, which is what this is mainly about, I have to explain it so you can visualize it in your own head. All right, so we're going to look at doing the next 6 months. Now, what I'd love you to do is have your own deck of cards while I'm doing this, and you can do your own reading. All right, this is just a way that you can do this reading, and it gives you a bit of an understanding. If you're going to be doing 6 months in advance for yourself and you want to go over it again, I would record it, and then you could go over it again and have another listen. Because I do my own readings, I get a bit slack, you know, like, I'm going to record this and you can test it and try it. But when I'm doing it for myself, I tend to not go that far in advance. In fact, I tend to go more into there's a situation or a scenario, how am I going to do that? And I have different spreads for those sort of things. I think there's a couple of spreads on the website you might be able to grab too. So anyway, What I'm going to do is a 6-month spread. So when you've got your deck of cards, now, like I said, you could use any deck of cards with this. You could use oracles, you can use tarots. It doesn't matter. Look, the thing is with a card deck is, in all honesty, it's just information that will trigger off some sort of intuitive message. It's like putting out a logical first or a picture first or a words, and then you will get your intuitive messages from that. So it doesn't matter. Now, the thing is, like I said, with the oracles, I just found them, and I'm not fluent in it, but I can read them, but I do have to go back to the book every now and again because I just don't practice with them enough. There's a lot more cards in that deck, so it's a lot, you probably get more detail, but then there's a lot more to learn as a reader. Okay, so you have to learn it and you have to get an understanding of it. And it takes a while. I know it took me a while with the oracle cards to get the habit of it, to get the hang of it. And it does take a little while, but it's not hard to do. You can practice at home. And I can assure you, just doing that little, the intention settings that I do on the Facebook group, Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group. I do a live reading on that one, and it's just setting your intentions. I do that every Tuesday morning, Australian Eastern Standard Time, and it's just about setting your intentions, a little 4-card spread, but it just gives you something to be mindful of as you're going through the next week. And I have another big spread that I do, and you can do that in the hour. This is what's happening in the hour, and here's your block, and here's a healer for your block, or here's a helper for your block. So it is how you want to do it, how you want to put it together. I'll often have like this little niggle in the back of my head saying, oh, the angels want to talk to you, pull your cards out. And I'll just do, okay, what do the angels want me to know? Like, you know, why am I pulling the cards out? Why do you want me to do this? And I don't do it all the time. I've only just started getting back into it again. So when I used to do a lot of readings and a lot of spiritual work, healings and things like that, was before I went back to uni. And going back to uni, look, you don't break your spiritual ties. You never do that, but you have to click in your analytical brain a little bit quicker. So you the left side, right side, you start to change the way you're looking at them. I've picked my cards back up. I have started doing healings again. I have got all into that because I just feel that after doing uni and writing my book and putting all that together, the analytical brain needs to slow down a little bit, and I wanted to bring back my creative and the spiritual side of things. So doing a card reading allows me to connect again with me and who I am. I feel like I've done enough study. And you have to get that happy medium. If you're going right into learning all about the spiritual aspects, you're still actually studying. You're studying the spiritual side or metaphysical side and different things like that. So it's still all that learning. So I went through all that when my children were young, because I had the time and space to do that. Once the children left home, I needed to do something a little bit different. I wanted to connect then more so with my analytical side. So that's why I went back to uni and went along those lines. Wrote my book, went through there, created the business, rah, rah, rah. Now I just sort of feel like, you know what? I want to go back to my spiritual side again and get that happy medium. When I was doing a lot of spiritual work, I found that you got so involved in it, it started to get a little bit woo-woo. You know, you started to see so many other elements, and then they go into so many, it gets really big. Like anything, it gets really big. I mean, I'm into cryptocurrency. You get into that and it's like, whoa, a whole new world. I'm just touching the surface. So you got to get this happy medium, and that's what I bring to the podcast and what you bring to your people. And whether it's a podcast, whether it's a business, whether it's just your environment that you're in, the unique you brings that forward. And that's sort of what it's all about. But anyway, I've gone off track again. You know what I'm like. All right. So I'm giving the cards a bit of a shuffle. Now, What I've set up is, I'm going to turn the camera in a minute, but what I've set up is cards from 1 to 6. I haven't put them down yet. Actually, I'll show you. So I'll just turn the camera down. So here's what I've got. I'll move the keyboard out of the way. So here's the card setup that I've put together. And it is, you could lay out your cards as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way along, just to fit it into the camera screen. I have got 1, 2, 3 at the top and then 4, 5, 6 underneath it. So that's how I've set this particular card deck up. Now, what I'm going to do is this is how I normally do it and how you can do it. I put all the 6 cards out face down so I can't see what they are, because I like to look at them independently and individually. So here we go. I've done enough shuffling. You can shuffle and put down one. You can shuffle again and put down another one. I just shuffle and then I start to put it down. So that's card 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so we've got the 6 cards out. The first one obviously is the first month, which is going to be January. So when we turn this card, when we have a look at this card, the month in general will be about this. So it's not going to be 100% of the time about this, but this is what our general understanding of that month of January will be about. And it will be about, you have special bond with animals, your pets on earth and in heaven are watched over by animals. So the first month of January is going to be all about animals, getting an understanding of animals. Now, when we've turned this card over, we can then elaborate on animals, what it means, what it could look like, what it could be to you. And then we can go on to card 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, go right through the months. Or we can then, if you want to do independently, we've got animals, we can actually add a blocking card, what's blocking us that month, and we can do a helping card, all right? So we can do that across January. Okay, but what I'm going to do, because I want to go through that in more detail later on, I'm going to turn over all the cards for the month independently, have a look at each one of them, and then go back over the month and look at the blocking and the helping card for each one. So the first card again is animals. We have a special bond with animals. Now, so for January, the first thing that came to mind with animals is, if you're going away, if you're doing anything over that period of time, you're having a holiday or anything else, be mindful of your animals. Be mindful of your pets that you've got at home. Make sure they're looked after. Make sure they're taken care of. It could be a time when you're getting a new pet, a new animal, maybe over the Christmas period. It could be that you're losing a pet or an animal over that period as well. So there's something in there that is about animals in January that is going to really resonate with you and give you some sort of a understanding of where you're going and what it's all about. So you can be mindful of that. Be aware, and I keep using that term mindful because I can't help myself. Just be aware that January is about animals. Keep an eye out for it. Keep your mind open as to what it could be. And if you see an animal, oh my goodness, that's something silly, isn't it? If something comes up about animals, if your family member loses one, something happens, then just sort of go, okay, I'm going to get the healing and the block for that, and I'll be able to get an understanding of how I can get through that. So number 2 for January is Ray, which is yoga exercise essential for your well-being, peace of mind, and spiritual growth right now. Now, this is what I say. When we're doing readings, to me, this sounds really, really logical. Why wouldn't you look after your animals in January if you're going on holidays? And then yoga and exercise in February, yeah, of course. Isn't that when we're starting to make, or we're making those New Year's resolutions, you know, at the beginning of the year? Yes, I'm going to get fit. Yes, I'm going to get healthy. That's what Ray's saying. It's saying that be mindful. If you've started it in January, you've had a New Year's resolution, make sure you keep on going in February, because that's really the really important stage. We're looking at, say, 6 weeks down the track is when everything starts to fall apart. You're really snapping into it and you're really getting into it. And then 6 months down the track, 6 weeks down the track, it's like, ah, the wheels are falling off. Something happens, rah, rah, rah. Stay with it. It's about spiritual growth. It's about exercise. It's about yoga, those sort of things that will help us. If you get stuck, turn to yoga. If you get caught, start moving with your exercises and things like that. It is all about spiritual growth. And let's face it, February, March, that is definitely the zodiac signs for spiritual growth or psychic and development and things like that. So Ray in February is very, very relevant. Yoga, exercise, well-being. Sonia is in March and it says, I bring a message from a deceased loved one. I'm happy, at peace, in love very much. Please don't worry about me. So I think March might be a time for, with that sort of thing, a time for reminiscing, a time for looking back. You've got through that crazy Christmas period. March is, we're all starting to settle down now. We're all back at school, back at work. You know, everything's sort of, well, it would be nice to have 2 months holiday, but you know what I mean. We're starting to settle back in to life in March. And we almost get that, could almost be going into that humdrum, oh, yeah, okay, another year. But this is to let you know that it's going to be a situation there that it's going to create a bit of an aha moment for you, and it'll be about somebody that has passed and you'll get this better understanding of it, and allow them to move, allow them to transition to where they need to be and where they are at their calling. So that would be in March. Again, we're going to go through the blocks and the heels. April brings in Maya. So schooling, study, education, help, your life's purpose and personal growth at this time, the angels will guide you to help you through this process. So we're looking at April being a good month for study. If you're looking at doing any study, if you're looking at going further forward in your education, even if it's taking on an online course to learn how to do your intuition, anything like that, we're looking at April as a really good time to do that. It's the time when they're saying that is a good space for us. It's a space where I guess we may have gone into this humdrum and then gone, you know what, I need a little bit more, and let's just jump into this schooling and that side of it in the fourth month. Right, so that's Maya. The fifth one is Teresa. Okay. Time out. You've been busy taking care of everyone else's needs. It's now time for you to look after yourself. So when we get to May, we're going, okay, we need a bit of a break. Now, be mindful. If you've been pushing yourself this year, as in 2022, we're going through it, you're pushing yourself, by the time you get to May, you're going to need some time out. Now, if you don't take time out yourself and acknowledge that, you're going to be forced to take time out because you just can't keep going. All right. So, and when I say forced to get time out, you may get sick. You might get a little cold, or you might get a bout of diarrhea or something where you've just got to stop for a bit. And funnily enough, some of those timeouts, like I've had that card come up to me before when I've gone to go and do a couple of days up at my daughter's place, and I babysit my granddaughter. And there was times I remember thinking, oh, that's not time out. But when I've got there, I've done nothing. I mean, I've babysat, but I've played. I've allowed it to happen. Instead of trying to work, I've allowed it to be my time. So I've taken her to the beach. We play. We do walk. We go down to the park. When she goes down for her sleep, I'll put Netflix on. And I actually do have time out. Even though I'm doing something for my daughter and I'm enjoying my granddaughter, I'm actually having time out from everything else. So time out can look so differently. And again, I remember one particular time when she said to me, oh, Mum, I'm really stuck. Can you come and give me a hand? And I went, yeah, sure. And I thought, oh, bugger, I wanted to do this, I wanted to do that. But I got up there and you know what? I just chilled out. And everything was still there when I got back, and it was easy to do. I was in that refreshed sort of a state, and it was a beautiful time. And it was like that's when I had that little bit of an aha moment and went, you know what? When I think something is a little bit awkward and it's annoying and I don't want to do it, it actually creates something completely different. And that's what I'm saying with this timeout. Be mindful that you need to have it. And if you don't have it, yeah, something else will come up. It'll create it. So the 6 month, which is June, we're looking at Ariel. And that is your psychic spiritual experiences are changing the way you view the world and yourself. Allow your spiritual gifts to open through study, prayer, and meditation. All right. So when we start to look at that and we run those three, four, and five together, we're looking at Maya, who's asking for schooling, Teresa, that's asking to give you some time out, and Ariel, that's going, your psychic and spiritual experiences are coming through. So if you've studied something psychic, or if you've studied something metaphysical, you need that time to have absorb it, understand it, practice, you know, just that time out from it, and then you will go up another level in that context. All right, so that's how we can start to put these cards together. So as we're reading them individually, as month by month, so in June it's all about psychic experiences, getting an understanding of it, allowing yourself to your spiritual gifts to open, you know, you're doing prayer, you're doing meditation, so you're getting a reading for that individual month. But when you start to join the months together, you can start to see patterns and you can start to see things moving. So, yeah, the January might is about animals and what you're going to get out of that. And some people are so connected to their animals that they can do a lot of healing. They can talk to animals. They can, although they call them the whisperers. There's lots of areas like that that you can go with if that's where you want to do your psychic learning or structure. If it's all about animals, have a try of them. I remember when we were on the farm and we had a little calf. I used to raise potty calves. And we had a 90-acre organic crop farm, but I used to raise potty calves. And this particular little potty calf got sick. And we didn't know, it just wasn't doing a lot. And it wouldn't drink milk. Now, you tell me about potty calves that don't drink milk. And there's some that do that. It wouldn't drink the milk. And so it got quite weak and she was not doing too well. And my youngest daughter was there and she sort of said, Mum, what can we do to help her? And anyway, and I sort of sat down because she was laying down. And I sat down with her and I said, oh, just start to put your hands on her and see if we can do some healing with her. And so we sat there together and honestly, I don't think my daughter knew what she was doing, but she knew it was the right thing to do. She knew it wasn't going to hurt and it could help. And so she sat there and we were there for quite some time just giving this little potty calf a, you know, like a healing session. And then, I don't know, a week or so later, she was okay. A week or so later, I heard from one of the other farmers or whatever that some potty calves don't drink milk. And so, you know, maybe they're gluten, or they're lactose intolerant. No, they just don't drink milk. But if I had it, other stuff there, because I had pellets and that other food there and obviously the grass, they can still get through it that way. And that's what this little potty calf was like. Never came for the milk. The others would just, you know, bowl you over just to get to the milk. So, yeah, it was a really good understanding, and it introduced my daughter into caring for animals and how we can care for them in different ways. But again, as we read it, we can sort of get an understanding of what our 6 months is about. So there's going to be animals at the beginning. We've got to make sure we keep up our exercise. We've got to keep our health and our yoga and keep that all in together. You may even find that by March, you do get some messages from spirit. You get some messages from ghosts, from other forms that make you go, you know what, I want to learn a little bit more about it. And this message, these aha moments, this intuitive messages you're getting is going to guide you towards doing some schooling, you know, to do some education. You, like I said, might pick up an online course. I mean, I've got learned flower readings, you know, there's something like that. But then have your time out, and then you will find that once you've had that break, you will get a little bit more understanding of it. Now, again, we've got this. I've got a little bit more time. So what we can do is have a quick look at the blocks and the helping cards. So, whoops, or we can have one that jumps out at you. And it is, okay. I don't need to do the blocks and helping cards. Okay. So the card that jumped out is Rochelle. And as you honor and follow the guidance of your heart, prosperity is coming to you. That's the card that jumped out. I think that's the card I'm going to go with. I'm not going to go with blocks and helpers. I believe that if we're following this along, you're going to get your prosperity. Because if this was about work, if somebody was saying to me, I want to start a business, I want to do card readings as a profession, I want to do spiritual healings, I want to do different things like that, I would say if you're doing that within the next 6 months and you're following along here, yes, that's going to be the outcome. The outcome is going to be prosperity, because you're working and following the guidance of your heart. That's what I believe the outcome would be. So I'm not going to use those cards for healers and blockers, but I am going to use another deck because I just, to start with, I love this deck. This is my spirit guides deck. So let's get a little bit of guiding with this one. I'm just doing a quick shuffle. I'm going to put them down again, but this time I'll do one at the time and I'll do it face up. I'll put it on to the months. So for January, we're talking about animals, a special connection with your animals. And this is the card that's coming out with this one. It is unicorn. How random is that? So unicorn is indulging the creative, imaginative and magical side through some form of artistic expression. Okay, so now we've got animals with artistic expression. So it just takes that January to a deeper level. We're taking January from just having animals to artistic expressions, which means that you don't have to have real animals. You could have be drawing animals. You could be sketching animals. You could be taking photos of animals. You could be doing videos about animals. And it's just means that January takes on a whole new meaning. So it's not just about the animals that we have here. It's about the spirit animal and about the creative side of it too. So that's the unicorn. I'm shuffling again. I'm going to do this one a little bit differently just so you can get an understanding of how you can do your own spread. So we've got February next, which is Ray. And she was talking about yoga, exercise are essential for your well-being. Whoops, peace of mind and spiritual growth. And this card just jumped out at me, which is the chameleon. Now, chameleon, stay in the background and adapt to the situation rather than being conspicuous and attempting to direct the course of events. So that relates so well to yoga and exercise. It's about those things we do behind the scenes. It's about sitting into the background and creating those good behaviors from the word go. And in February, we need to be look at our behaviors and look at what we're doing and how we're doing it. Make sure we're doing yoga. Make sure, not yoga, but exercise. Yoga is lovely, so I don't mind that, because yoga is that lovely blend of stretch and the meditation. So you get that really nice blend of it. So, but these are these behaviors that we need to do regularly that people aren't necessarily aware of. So it's like that chameleon. It's hidden in the background, but it is who you are. You may feel that it's blending in with everybody, but it's who you are. I mean, I walk every morning. I do a 40-minute walk every morning. I should say most mornings, because sometimes on the weekends I don't. But that's just who I am. Nobody needs to know that. No one needs to see that or understand that. That's just part of my authenticity, of who I am. And these yoga and exercise and different things like that is really, really good for your spiritual growth and well-being. So, you know, keep up with that for sure. All right, Sonia, we talked about In March, we're looking at messages from your loved ones. Okay, after having a little bit of a conversation with the lady that talked about ghosts, you know, this one I'm starting to question now, this card. But anyway, here is the card that goes with it. It's the zebra. Now, the zebra, let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times. Now, how true is that with a card about ghosts? You know, Sonia is telling you it's a message from your deceased loved one. Well, that's a ghost, isn't it? And Zebra is saying, let go of your fear and know that you are safe and protected at all times. So anything to do with that spiritual side of things, if you're concerned or scared about ghosts or anything else, or you find that you've got a visitor, as I call them, a visitor in your home and you're not happy with that, check out that other podcast that I did. I think it was 187 about ghosts, and you'll get an understanding of how you can deal with that. Because the first thing you need to do is take away the fear. Take away the fear of ghosts or spirit and be proactive rather than reactive. And you can do that with that particular podcast, podcast number 87, season one. I've only got one season anyway. number 87, which is ghosts, what they are and why do we feel them, with Tina Irwin. So that is suggesting, and the thing is with fear, you know what, when you've got that fear, negative energy, this is the next one, when you've got that fear, negative energy, you will attract negative energy. If you're scared about ghosts, if you're scared about spirit, if you're scared about stepping forward, you will attract more of that negative energy. If you were looking at creating a business, like I said, through a spiritual type based business, and you're worried about this, you are more likely to attract more negative energy if you continue with that fear. Whereas if we sort of go, okay, we do the crossing over prayer or some other form of easement, like the bubbles, the white light, you know, whatever it is you choose to use, if we start doing things like that, you will find that that fear goes away, so you don't have that. Once that fear goes away, we can look at January, February, March, April, April, which is all about the schooling and the study, and this is a card for that, which is the octopus. Now, practical shape-shifting by altering your physical appearance and mannerism. Now, when we look at the octopus and it's on the same one as the schooling and study, I find that this, now octopus is not a negative card by any means, but I do find that with this reading, what I'm picking up here is just be mindful when you are doing schooling, you don't shape shift and change who you are completely. Yes, you will be learning new things, you will be changing because you are studying, and the whole idea of that is to gather more information and go forward with it. So yes, you are shape-shifting, but don't do it to the extent where it is going to take away you completely. You need to use it as a positive aspect, not as a negative one. So schooling and everything else obviously is really good. And I enjoyed my time at uni, as even as an older, a mature age student. I really enjoyed my time at uni because I learned a lot. And there was stuff there I learned that I sort of went, yeah, well, I've learned that, and I've learned that I don't want to do that. So maybe that's what it's all about. But when we look at the octopus and the shape-shifting, it says practice it. You do need to practice and test it and see if that's where you want to go. And if it isn't, then, you know, you can shape shift back again. The octopus is very, very flexible. All right, how are we going for time? Oops, got my cards upside down. All right, we are up to Teresa now, which is January, February, March, April, May. Gosh, how hard is that? We're already into May and we're having some time out. Now, oops, and that's what we're having some time out with, the Falcon. Act on the opportunity that's before you and commit without equivocation. Now, when we put those two cards together, now, I mean, if you had the Falcon with a different card, you would go a completely different, you could read it in a completely different way. But because I've put the Falcon on top of Teresa, who's about time out. And the falcon is saying, act on the opportunity. You're looking at almost like one extreme to another. One saying, do something, act, do it now. And the other one saying, have time out. It's time out, rest, do nothing. And so we see these conflicting areas. But when we start to put it together, we go, okay, yes, I need some time out. And maybe the falcon's saying, act on it now, you'd need time out. So go for that walk in the mountains. Go to the walk on the beach. Go and do something that will give you some time out. And when we see the falcon going, do it now, like it's an opportunity, do it now, it could also be a little bit of a warning saying, if you don't do it now, I will do it for you. That's what we don't want. So when we have power, when we know, when we look back and we get into May and you start to go, I'm really tired. Something's going on. I don't know what's going on. I'm feeling really tired, or I'm not happy, or you know, you start to get that. Think back to this spread and go, oh, the falcon was saying, grab that opportunity while I can. There's an opportunity there. And as I was talking to you earlier, this opportunity might be go and babysit your grandchild, you know, and have some time out, because babysitting your grandchild can be a challenge or hard for some people, or work for some people, especially if you've got a situation where it's not as easy as some. But for me, it wasn't. It was my time out. It really gives me the time out that I need and the time out to spend with those who I love. And I'm very, very lucky in the fact that I just play with her all day. And then my daughter comes home and my son-in-law comes home and they're happy to cook dinner and chill out, because they don't have to do everything as well. I have the washing done when I have it all tidy and everything else. So they love it when I come up. So it's sort of a time out for everybody. So grab that opportunity while you can. You know, it's gonna happen. And I'd say grab it while you can, because I think you're gonna be busy from June onwards, because June is all about your psychic experiences. And here's the card that goes with it, which is dog. So your loyalty and faithfulness is misplaced by serving too many masters. Okay, so when we look at that, I would suggest that you are going to be seeing all these psychic experiences, or you're going to be getting all this information, and you're not going to be real sure where to go with it. You may have learnt it in April. You might have learnt it in April. You've had some time out in May, but in June, it's all going to be coming in, and I can see it sort of coming in as a bit of a flood. And what you're going to try and do is serve all of them. Now, how I would look at that is that when I was doing my reading, we didn't have internet, obviously, when I was learning. I was in my early 20s, so I did a lot of reading. I read a lot of books from the library, and I was getting a lot of psychic experiences. So I was reading books about near-death experience. I was reading books about this and books about that and how to do this and how to do that. I know that over this period of time I had to go stop reading. I had to stop. I was getting too many. I was trying to serve too many masters. I was trying to be healthy by exercising, be healthy by eating right. I was trying to be intuitively aware by listening to this. I was trying to do this and trying to do that, and then creating this and being that and a good mother and a rah, rah, rah. And it just went on and on and on. We need to be mindful of that. You've just had some time out and you need to be mindful of going forward with that. Don't serve too many masters. So what I ended up doing is testing some of the theories. And if the theories worked for me, then I could take them on board. If they didn't work for me, I let them go. It didn't mean they were wrong. They were just not for me. So be aware that not everything's going to work for you. Not everything suits you. You could be trying to do too much and serving too many masters. And that's in June. All right. So when we're looking at receiving all this psychic experience and meditation, I can remember doing it. Oh, my goodness. Meditate for this long, eat this, exercise that, do this, raise your kids this way, clean your house that way, pick your nose that way. It's like just ridiculous. Honestly, I just tried too hard. And so that's what I'm saying to you. In June, don't try too hard. Be mindful of the masters you want to follow. And the first master is yourself. Always remember that. I'm running out of time now. So that is your card for the next 6 months. That was quite interesting. I hope that works out for you. I'd love to get some feedback. Don't hesitate in contacting me at theartofintuition.com.au website. I'd love to hear some feedback. Or you can go onto Facebook. I'll just show you this and tell you all about it. So if you want to join up in the Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group, I do a live reading each week on that. You need to be on the Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group to be able to ask for a card, okay? That is really, really important. I do stream that as a recorded message through Instagram and all the other social media platforms. But if you want to actually be involved in it and get a card, jump onto the Intuitive Personal Development Facebook group and you will be able to do that. So that is, let me get rid of all of these little tickers because we need to go back to the brand. That is me. I've hoped you have a lovely, lovely Christmas and a fantastic new year. And we look forward to having a really great next 12 months too. Hopefully everything settles down as far as COVID goes and we can start to live a regularly normal life. I'm not sure if that's all happening yet. I don't believe it will. I feel that it's going to go on for a little bit longer. But, yeah, that's it. Connect with me. Like the page. Subscribe, whatever it is, so you're there all the time. We've got a couple more podcasts coming up that I've already pre-booked, and that is about ghosts and children, how you can help your children get through if they've got imaginary friends and things like that. So we've got a few things like that coming up. So join me. I'd love to see you. All right, I'm saying bye for now because I say it 800 times, I think, when I do that. and I wish you all the very, very best for 2022. Okay, bye for now.